This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We are just a few days into 2009, so how are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? One couple from Chicago has resolved to only spend their money at Black-owned businesses for a whole year. They're calling it the Ebony Experiment. Maggie and John Anderson join us now. Welcome to News and Notes.
Hello, Farai.
Hi, Farai.
So, Maggie, let me start with you. What was the inspiration for this whole program of yours?
I have to be honest with you, maybe 6 months ago, this was nothing more than pillow talk between my husband and I. We, both of us are highly educated, successful business professionals. So, and most of our peers and associates are the same. We've worked at the best companies, we went to the best schools in the world, but the other thing about us is that we're from some of the most economically deprived neighborhoods in the country. I'm from Miami, and my husband is from Detroit. We grew up in predominantly Black neighborhoods. And speaking for myself, most of my friends didn't go to college. I grew up in a very a neighborhood torn with drugs and violence and most of the urban crisis that you still see rampant in Black communities. So what I'm trying to say is we know the deal. We've seen what Black talent and Black resources can do in our lives and our personal experiences. And we see the struggles that Black communities are going through today. We've seen it all. We've seen the plight and the potential of Black talent and Black resources. So something that dominated our discussions is just our frustration with this asymmetry between Black talent, Black resources, and how that's being represented in and reinvested in Black communities. So instead of talking about it so much, we decided we're going to do something about it. And we're going to try to resolve this disconnect, this asymmetry. So we just decided, you know what? We're going to spend all our money with Black businesses and Black professionals and see if we can make a difference with what's going on in the Black community. The reason we decided to make this pledge public is that we're hoping through our story and through keeping this discussion about Black entrepreneurship and Black professionals and Black talent alive, that we can inspire other families to make similar commitments, maybe not as extreme as ours, but say, you know, I'm going to commit to go to Black-owned restaurants for 6 months, or I'll do the Ebony Experiment for 2 weeks. What we're hoping to do is just keep this discussion alive about Black business.
I want to get to some specifics about what you did to prepare, John. So Maggie has laid out the table. What did you guys do in order to get ready to do this?
Well, obviously, you know, we had to utilize several resources to try and line up what professionals and what companies we were going to try and use. And that was a challenge in and of itself. You know, we've utilized resources like the Urban League and, you know, just peers, you know, in our community. I think what the Ebony Experiment wants to chronicle and is chronicling is some of the challenges that we are currently facing, as well as highlighting and dispelling some of the myths around, you know, how easy it can be to find, you know, services and resources within the African American community, and also highlighting, you know, I think some of the myths out there may be that from a service perspective or, you know, whatever the case may be, there may be some things that are lacking. We want to dispel those myths as well. But, you know, the internet, other, you know, other advocacy groups, things like that, that's what we've been utilizing so far.
Give me an example of one thing that was hard to find and one thing that was easy to find.
Well, part of the Ebony Experiment is the hunt. That's piece of what we'd like to chronicle, how hard or how easy it is to find a business. But we wanted to at least be able to start off on January 1st and hit the ground running. So we know we needed a gas station, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, those basics. And it was pretty tough finding those things, Farai. We assumed, just because, like I said, we know tons of folks who you know, went to great schools, and we know there's tons of great Black talent out there that would be easy to find. It wasn't. There is one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And fortunately, it's only about 18 minutes away, but we found that online. Actually, opened in October of 2008. It's a wonderful store, Farmer's Best. The gas station was another challenge. We had a friend of a friend of a friend who knew a gas station owner. We called that friend, and we're connected to the gas station owner. But all of the five locations in the Chicagoland area were very, very inconvenient for us. So we were thinking, oh my goodness, Ebony Experiment's going to fail because we can't find a gas station. But we found a great solution. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We purchased gas cards from that gas station owner. We sent her a check, and she sent us $200 worth of gas cards. So that's what we're going to be able to do. We can support that black business and still have the convenience of using the gas stations that are closer to us.
So that's some creative thinking right there.
Yeah, and those are the kind of things that we wouldn't have thought about had it not been for this pledge.
When you think about the way that African-American neighborhoods have changed, and you used to have much more economic diversity within African-American neighborhoods, and now, like so many American neighborhoods, they tend to be, you know, all one income level of people. Do you think that has an influence, John?
Well, no doubt about it. And I think, you know, one of the things that drives us is, again, this disconnect and asymmetry and growing chasm between the African-American middle class and, you know, some of the more, you know, poor urban communities. I think, you know, we kind of walk the fine line of, you know, the trappings of success and sort of, you know, forgetting those communities. I think before, when the struggle or the platform was more along social and civil lines, you know, that was what was highlighted. So you had a broader socioeconomic spectrum within ethnic communities, and now we're not seeing that. So, you know, your point is well taken, and certainly, you know, one of the things that we want to highlight in terms of bridging that gap between the African-American middle class and struggling urban communities.
So, Maggie, when you look ahead, what do you think is going to be the impact of this on not just your family, but on the people who are directly in your life, your friends, your extended family?
Everyone we know is excited about this. We believe that our story is not that unique. We believe that there's a lot of black middle-class families, consumers, and investors who want to do more to reinvest in their communities. And they do it through one-offs, you know, donating to a charity, donating to your church, promoting the programs that serve and serve struggling communities. But what we're trying to push out there is, why not do more by giving through the money you spend every day? So some of our family members, our friends, they've already made similar Ebony Experiment pledges, you know, again, not as dire as ours, but they're saying, you know what, I'm going to think about that. I'm going to go to Farmer's Best. I'm going to go to that grocery store. I'm going to open an account at my local black bank. I'm going to start thinking about what I can do to support the black business owners that I know. I mean, a lot of our friends are entrepreneurs, and just within our own personal networks, we can do so much to infuse wealth into black communities if we just think about it and talk about it. So we're hoping that just through this dialogue, and that our story can be replicated within other circles, that other people like us will talk to their families and their friends and, hey, I have a contractor. Hey, I know of a restaurant. Did you know about this guy? Did you know about that gas station? We think that what's happening within our circle can happen all over the country, and together we can infuse millions into black communities.
Well, guys, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Farai.
Can I mention one other thing, Farai?
We really are out of time, unfortunately.
EbonyExperiment.com.
Well, there you go. That's
You'll learn everything about the story, and just keep in touch with us that way.
Okay, great.
Thank
we were
so
speaking
much.
With Maggie and John Anderson just days into the Ebony Experiment, and they pledged to buy only from black-owned businesses for all of 2009. They joined us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago.